I was a bulldozer for the first 5 years of my career. Oh my God. I mean, I made so many mistakes. I learned so much, so hard and so fast. And I left a lot of burning embers in my past, I guess you could say. Hello and welcome to On the Verge with me, Kara Bradley. I'm excited to bring you episode 2 of this special series called Entrepreneur, where I'll be sharing stories of the highs and lows, the ups and downs, and the lessons learned along the way. This week, I talk almost exclusively about the first real business I founded at 25 years old called Blade Skatewear. It was a tough story to tell. We often only hear about the successes of others, and I really wanted to lay out the path of why I started Blade and where I went wrong. I haven't told the full story in at least a decade, and I was surprised how emotional I got at the end. I guess the visceral feelings of failure is always just under the surface and never really goes away. Enjoy. I got the job, right, at the investment bank, and I was starting to get itchy. I started my MBA at NYU. They were paying for it. I mean, it was clutch. It was a clutch position. It was just not for me. I couldn't do the suit. So I left. I left to go back to skating, and it was probably one of the stupidest things I've ever done, to be honest with you. It was stupid because I was very impatient. And I didn't consult my parents. I didn't consult a mentor. I didn't have a mentor. And this is what I've always told you. Find a mentor. There was something that kept calling me back to skating. So I started to think, how can I create a business in the skating industry, because I wasn't good enough to really be a professional skater, not a figure skater. There was a great artistic skate team in New York, but they were really, really good. They were from all over the world. And I skated with them, but I wasn't good enough. I wanted to be in the world. So I figured out a way to open a business that was in the skate world. That's mistake number one, for sure. So it started like a trickle at first, and I looked forward to going in and teaching skating even for just an hour. And then it became two nights, and then it became two nights on the weekends. And then I started to dream about being back on the ice as opposed to being at my job.
And why did you do this? Like, if you're working investment bank, you didn't need extra income. So why did you teach skating on top of all of this?
Because I loved it. Because there is nothing like being on the ice. There is nothing like flying. That sense of flow, that's where I really found flow, was on the ice. So for me, it fed my soul. So my office looked out on Sheep's Meadow in Central Park. And I would sit at my office, looking out the window, seeing all these little ants, right? All these people walking around Sheep's Meadow in the middle of the day. And I thought, what are you doing that gives you the flexibility to be in Sheep's Meadow in the middle of a day? And I wanted to do that. I wanted the freedom to create my own schedule, to be outside when I wanted to be outside. I didn't want to be on anyone else's schedule anymore. And that's really what started to get the wheels spinning about how do I start a company that allows me to skate when I want, allows me to be outside when I want, and it allows me to be around the people I want to be around.
What was Blade Skatewear?
Blade Skatewear was born because one, I wanted to be in the skating world. And two, I didn't like the frou-frou, sequindy. Sequindy, is that a word?
I don't know.
Can I say sequin-y?
Sure.
Okay. The sequin-y, frilly, girly skating clothes. I liked more sleek, urban style clothing. I was living in New York. And Lycra was a new fabric. So I thought that would be cool to make some Lycra skate gear that's just really streamlined and really sleek. And that was Blade Skatewear. Blade Skatewear was a line of about 4 or 5 silhouettes of really high quality Lycra.
How did you even start this? Like, you had this idea. What was the first step?
Well, I needed money. I couldn't do this on my own. So I raised $40,000. Big sigh. Lost it all. And it wasn't all mine. And that's really hard. And I had 4 investors. $10,000 came from me. It was my inheritance from my grandfather. $10,000 came from my dear friend Fareed, who I'm still friends with today, still loves me. $10,000 came from my parents. And $10,000 came from my godfather. And I remember pitching my business plan to each one of them. And they saw enough in me to invest in me. And so with the $40,000, I went down to the garment district and I had somebody work with me to create patterns. And it's funny because my grandmother was a sample maker in a sweatshop in Brooklyn, you know, but I didn't have any skill. So I had patterns made, I had samples made, and we had the first run of Blade Skatewear made.
And did you sell anything?
I did. I sold. I think at one point I had 80 accounts. Because I was in New York City, I knew a lot of really good skaters who knew a lot of really good skaters. So I had a lot of famous skaters back then in my skatewear or in a t-shirt. Brian Boitano had a t-shirt and JoJo Starbuck had a t-shirt. And, you know, names back then, they were really big. And they knew who Blade Skatewear was. So that was kind of cool.
And so what happened?
Crash. Crash. So the story, I think, that really goes down in history for me, it's a hard one to tell. Because I was friends with this artistic skating troupe from New York City, they agreed to wear Blade Skatewear, all black unitards, during their performance at Rockefeller Center for the lighting of the Christmas tree, which is nationally televised. Huge break. It all went well until they got off the ice. And a couple of them said, "Oh my gosh, the seams are all splitting." And I looked at their legs and the seams were splitting. Because Lycra was fairly new, what the people that were sewing these didn't realize is that you have to use a certain type of thread. The thread actually has to have Lycra in it. I had no idea. I had no experience in the garment industry. So I didn't know. I was hoping the experts knew. So they used the wrong thread in this one run. And so they all split. And so they were falling off the New York artistic troupe as they came off. I mean, they were falling off. They were like, oh my God. But it didn't put me out of business. It was just one of those moments when I realized I have no idea what I'm doing. I was 25.
I'm 25.
Yes, you are. Yeah. I guess it was 89, 90. We were headed into recession, a big recession. And what started to happen was my accounts started going out of business. I had this idea to make these chiffon skirts for skating. It was kind of see-through. You'd wear it over a unitard. You remember?
I remember. I've worn those.
Because they've ended up in your costume box for years. So I decided to add that to my repertoire, and my accounts loved them. I don't know how it happened, but Nordstrom wanted skirts, And this was the beginning of the end of Blade Skatewear. They wanted to order 10,000 skirts. It was a lot of skirts. Their conditions were they would buy the skirts, they would pay me in, I think, 60 days, and they got to return whatever didn't sell. So I was looking at having to borrow more money. I needed money to get the job done, and I was also at risk of having them all returned. And so that's when I had the come to Jesus talk. My dad and new husband sat me down. Oh, God. And they looked at me and they said, "It's over. It's over. You gotta let this one go." Oh, it crushed me. So I did. I just closed shop. I sold whatever I had left. And, you know, the hardest thing was that I lost the money. I didn't care about my money, but I lost the money. It's hard.
It is hard. You started something and it crashed and burned. That's really hard.
It's hard. Yeah.
Even if it was more than half your life ago.
Yeah.
I'm not telling anyone your age. She's 55.
Yeah, it was hard because it was people I loved that really believed in me. So, the light at the end of the story is that there was a skate shop. It was one of my first accounts. And I was in his store one day and he said, "Hey, would you like to try a pair of rollerblades?" And I put on a demo pair and I went around the block and I came back and I said, "I need a pair right now." And so I bought a pair, my first pair of rollerblades from him. And he said, "Hey, I'm starting to sell more of these. Would you like to teach people how to rollerblade? What I'd love to do is to pay you to show up on Saturday morning at the entrance to Central Park, right by Columbus Circle. And anyone that buys a pair of skates from me will get a free lesson from you." And I looked at him and I said, "It's a deal." And that was the beginning of my new career in inline skating. Just like that.
What are you most proud of about Blade Skatewear?
What I'm most proud of is that I had an idea and I created something that allowed me to be in Sheep's Meadow in the middle of the day, that allowed me to skate when I wanted to, that allowed me to work 14-hour days on some days and to do what I wanted to do, be on the ice, be in flow on others. It wasn't pretty, but I learned so much from those few years. I mean, honestly, that was my business school. That was my MBA.